There are a handful of confirmed cases of mumps in Milwaukee. The disease has been making its way around the state for weeks, mainly concentrated on UW system campuses. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, health officials say hand washing and good hygiene are keys to keeping yourself healthy. But why is mumps making a comeback when many people were vaccinated against it?
So far, there have been 27 confirmed cases of mumps across Wisconsin this year, with four of them being in Milwaukee. Paul Biedritsky is director of disease control for the city health department. He says this is not the norm.
Typically in Milwaukee County, and specifically in the city, we typically don't see any cases of mumps. This disease is prevented through vaccination, although since 2006, when we had a large national outbreak of mumps, we tend to see a couple cases in the state each year.
If you're not familiar with mumps, it often causes a person's salivary glands to swell, puffing up the neck and cheek. Other symptoms can include fever, body aches, and headaches. In the most serious cases, the disease can harm a person's reproductive organs. While older people may have had mumps when young, the community has vaccinated against it for decades. But Biedritsky says the system is not perfect.
The level of vaccination in communities is not optimal. It hasn't reached the 95% mark. There's lots of individuals in the community that are either under-vaccinated or unvaccinated. Secondly, the mumps vaccine itself isn't a perfect vaccine. It only confers about 80 to 85% efficacy.
That means there's a chance that 2 out of 10 people vaccinated could contract the disease. Right now, it's mumps, but in recent years, diseases like measles, whooping cough, and even polio have made comebacks in some places, despite the existence of vaccines. Rodney Willoughby is a doctor at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. When it comes to whooping cough, he says the newer vaccine the U.S. uses is less effective. As far as measles is concerned and polio, Willoughby says as long as people travel, there's a risk.
There are many places in the world, including some countries in Europe, where they don't vaccinate aggressively. And so travelers will bring this back into their communities. And so there's always a chance of a brush fire. And so that's a fact of life. And it just means that you always have to be on your guard and you all have to keep vaccination rates up.
Willoughby says under normal circumstances, only people in high-risk groups, such as physicians, need to be revaccinated. He recommends that traveling people check the CDC website to find out if they're headed to a place with an outbreak. As for mumps here, a virus spreads through mucus. If an affected person sneezes, coughs, or simply talks, they can pass it along. The health department's Paul Biedritsky says the most important preventative step people can take is to wash hands frequently. And he says if you get the mumps, quarantine yourself until it runs its course, usually a week or so. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.